Well, I mean, the withdrawal is by agreement. It's further to the Doha agreement that was signed at the end of February in 2020. So I think in that respect, the US is simply fulfilling its commitment. The expectation is that the Taliban must also fulfill their commitments to a peaceful transition to an intra-Afghan peace process. The concern, of course, that is made clear in our report is that up to now, the Taliban have not shown very much evidence of commitment to a peace process. It's not to say that they won't, but it's important. Our job is to monitor, and it's important we express an accurate account of what we're seeing on the ground.
So I think I heard you say you're not seeing a lot of very convincing activity by the Taliban. Is there anything in particular that stands out?
Well, I think for example, there has been some difference of interpretation of the Doha agreement, and the United States has been very clear that they're part of their understanding with the Taliban, that the Taliban would reduce the levels of violence that they were carrying out inside Afghanistan, and they have not done that. The Taliban has, if anything, increased its levels of violence in Afghanistan. There are a lot of targeted killings taking place, which appear to be intended to intimidate civil society, and obviously to intimidate anybody cooperating with the government of Afghanistan. And we have in our report, we cite some member state information suggesting that maybe as many as 85% of those targeted killings are in fact being carried out by the Taliban, although the Taliban is not claiming. And I suppose the most striking thing is this question of the Taliban's commitment to ensure that Afghanistan does not become ever again a launching point for international terrorist organizations to threaten the security of other countries. And although there are some encouraging signs in terms of the Taliban's activity, the thing that we've highlighted as a particular concern is the fact that they continue to be closely tied to Al-Qaeda, and it is not clear how they intend to fulfill their commitment to suppress any future threat from Al-Qaeda.
If there is a moment where the Taliban engages in some of the activity that essentially led to Al-Qaeda establishing itself as a major terrorist force in that area 20 years ago, the U.S. will be gone. Is there any deterrent that's on the ground there now that would, aside from military forces to that happening, are there any natural deterrents that would stop the Taliban from going down that road again?
Well, the United States and the international community has built a great deal of state capacity in Afghanistan, and the Afghans have capable and very well-equipped armed forces. So, what I would say about that, I think, is that the Taliban will need to negotiate in order to gain some level of governmental position in Afghanistan. And part of that would have to be clear commitment to suppressing any such threat. So, at the moment, what the position we would be in later this year is that there would still be very capable counter-terrorist activity going on in Afghanistan. And the expectation would be that over the course of an Afghan peace process, the Afghans themselves would develop their own understanding of how they intended to continue that campaign in the longer term.
Edmund Fitton Brown is the coordinator of the United Nations ISIS Al-Qaeda Taliban Monitoring Team. JJ Green, WTOP News.